Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're laughing already this morning. Today is a special day in the iHeart Studios. Dr. Gary Bachman retired recently from the Mississippi State University. He's the author of Southern Gardening, straight from his urban nano farm and his and Katie's Heritage Cottage in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. He is with us this morning. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Teresa. This is going to be a fun Saturday morning.
It is. Yep. We've already had a blast, and it's just wonderful. It's such an honor to have you with us today. We have a great show in store for you, great gardening news coming up to let everyone know about. So, Gary, how was your drive down?
Yesterday, driving across I-10, it's really interesting. We leave Ocean Springs, and then it's drive 300 miles and 300 miles? Yeah, 300 miles and turn right at Lake City, and then we're down here. So it's easy to get here. Good drive, rain between Tallahassee and Lake City, but once we headed south, we were good yesterday.
What's the temperatures going to be in Mississippi today?
Oh, it looks like 51 today, going to go down to 41 tonight, 37 on Sunday night.
There you go. Well, North Florida, you're going to get a little cold front coming through with this rain. And what I love about it is when we get these weekly cold fronts coming through, we don't have to irrigate.
That's right.
Do not need to add water. We're getting plenty of water. In fact, I was talking this week to a group, and I was telling them that, you know, we don't have to irrigate, add more water to our landscapes when we get rain every 10 to 14 days in the wintertime.
Absolutely. The plants aren't transpiring. They're waiting for spring. And just whatever rain Mother Nature can give us and just keep everything evenly wet, we're good.
And this, you know, our spring is our driest time of the year. And, you know, that's opposite of April showers bring May flowers.
Right.
And that's good because we get the majority of our rainfall in the summertime when we need that water.
Right.
And so if you get rain anytime from last week through this week, you do not need to turn on your irrigation system. So we want to conserve water. So this project that we've been doing over the last couple of weeks at home, Tony and I, Gary, was planting your pepper seeds.
Oh, my gosh.
And you sent me 12 different varieties. I'm just going to read some of them here. The Aji Amarillo, the Aji Dulce, the Kashuka, is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's good enough. That's how I would pronounce it.
And the Bird's Eye Tabasco and Dwarf Tabasco, the Binquo Red, which is from Brazil. They're called Little Beak Peppers. Mm-hmm. And the Fresno, the Binquo Yellow, and the Aleppo. The Aleppo is so good.
It is. And if you watch any of these cooking shows, you know, certain chefs are going to pull out the Aleppo pepper. It's worth trying to find. I'm glad I was able to get you and Tony some of those.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then the Dulce Kursana from India. And it's got little red round peppers. And so I was really, some of them, the shape, you know, reminded me of the Scotch bonnets.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I told you as we were chatting earlier, I grew 63 varieties of peppers in my garden last year. Only 3 bell varieties.
Oh, my goodness.
And the shapes and the sizes and the colors were just amazing.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. And, you know, so tell me, so the birds don't mind pepper seeds. And that's why you find it in the bird food, the pepper seeds. NIMBY, not in my backyard, because squirrels do not like pepper.
They don't. You know, the mammals don't like that capsaicin hit.
Right. And so, but birds eat it. Do you get any kind of pests from birds in your garden?
Not with the peppers. With our tomatoes, yes. And so we have an area of our garden that's like 25 by 30. That's all. It's like a big netted room where the tomatoes are, so the birds can't get in there.
That's wonderful. And so the pollination isn't affected by the netting?
No, not at all, because tomatoes and peppers don't rely on insects. They rely on the wind and to jiggle those flowers.
There you go.
It's all the anatomy.
That makes sense. And so also this week, I was at a wonderful nursery called Gabriella's Nursery. If you go on to Gabriella Nursery, they sell wonderful plants online. Mm. And they have a great way to market their plants. Every plant has their story. And I was surprised at how wonderful, not surprised, but I guess I was just impressed impressed is better the better word, and with their nursery operations. And I found a wonderful new plant that just rocked my world, and it is called the Diffenbachia pubescens, and it's called the alligator plant. And I thought, this is great. It's going to be a UF, you know, hole punch. I call it hole punch because the outside stem, the vein that's lining the stems, feel perforated.
Well, it feels perforated, and it does feel scaly, too.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so, but it's a beautiful plant. It's very rare. I'm going to find you one. And so, but go on to see Gabriella Nursery and look at their plants, and they are wonderful. So citrus is going to be in the news.
That's fantastic.
I'm telling you, yeah. It's great news. Next week, we will have an exciting update on planting citrus trees again. You don't want to miss that. Dr. Michael Rogers, the University of Florida Center Director and Professor of Entomology and Nematology, he's going to be talking to us about the new homeowner citrus program again. You're not going to want to miss it. Yes, growing in citrus in Florida is coming back. I'm very excited.
That's great.
And so Dr. Rogers, he's going to tell us what citrus trees we can plant and how to take care of them so that they're healthy and they don't succumb to citrus greening. And so coming up in the next segment, Gary, this is where you and I are very excited.
Absolutely, we are.
We have Dr. Ram Krishnan Balasubramanian and Beth Roeder from the USDA on their monumental work supporting and promoting organic agriculture. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins.
And I'm Gary Bachman.
If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
World-class fishing, crystal blue waters, endless sunshine. There's so much about Florida's waterways to enjoy. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encourages you to take part in the National Spring Aboard campaign and take a boating safety course today. You can take the course in a classroom or online. Just make sure you take a course. The knowledge gained by taking a course will make you and your family and friends safer and allow you to have more fun out on the water. To learn more, visit Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow these instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Yeah, remember when all phones sounded like that? Hey, it's Brian Mudd, and I sure do. But you've got to go with the times, so go with Affinity Cellular. Affinity is offering 3 months free service and a free flip or smartphone with a 30-day guarantee. Happy with your current phone? That works too. Get unlimited talk and text for as little as $15 a month. Get started right now at Affinity, with an A, cellular.com. Affinity Cellular. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, joined in the studio today by Dr. Gary Bachman from Mississippi and the Urban Nano Farm.
Absolutely. Good morning, Teresa.
And we have with us right now Dr. Ramakrishnan Balasubramanian, I hope I said that correctly, has degrees in crop sciences, agricultural engineering, and ecological agriculture and business administration. Ram's background includes extensive food safety and organic auditing experience, and he specializes in organic aquaculture standards. He's collaborated with many of the global initiative programs on organic gardening and has served as the board chair on the board of directors for the very important Organic Material Review Institute, or otherwise most of us know it as OMRI. He not only knows about organic gardening, but he loves to grow rare and exotic and medicinal plants. He's also joined by his colleague, Beth Rota. Ms. Rota has her degrees in environmental studies and a research fellow with the Grow Montana Project. And she works behind the scenes to ensure the Quality Certification Service organic program meets accreditation requirements. She has been instrumental in the organic policy process and represents QCS's certified operation to the USDA and the National Organic Standard Board. And she also practices what she preaches. She's an avid gardener and cook. Good morning, Ram and Beth. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on this morning. Last month, I found out that the USDA National Organic Program, they released their Strengthening Organic Enforcement Final Rule. Now, this is the update to the USDA's organic regulations, and it strengthens oversight. So tell us, how does this affect organic gardeners?
Well, in theory, you don't have to be concerned about this regulation if you are an organic gardener and you are producing less than $5,000, what we call is exempt from the regulatory requirements. On the other hand, if you're producing more than $5,000 and you are selling as organic and selling to another certified entity as organic, then this regulation will be effective.
Okay, so you're really talking about bigger growers then, Ram. And when did the USDA begin, you know, overseeing the labeling of organic crops for the consumer public?
Sure, I can take that one. Congress gave authority to the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service through the Organic Food Productions Act in 1990 to regulate organics, and the final rule came out in 2002. So it's just been over 20 years now since the rule took effect. And if you want to market organic products and sell over $5,000 worth, then you have to be certified in the United States.
Well, I mean, that's great that you're doing that, and you know, and part of that marketing is having that, you know, that organic seal. So why did the USDA go ahead and trademark that seal?
Great question. The trademark gives the USDA more tools to ensure that only certified operations are using the seal, and they can take legal action against operations who aren't certified if they're using the seal inappropriately. So it just gives more transparency and more enforcement to the USDA to make sure that anything you see with that seal in the marketplace in the U.S. is truly certified organic.
Okay, and so regulated by this rule, you mentioned it a little bit at the beginning, but who really, when you say 5,000 pounds, how does that, who does that really affect when we're talking about growers? Does it affect
sure.
homeowners?
No, it wouldn't affect anybody who's not selling organic products from their production area, from their garden or their small farm to somebody else. If someone is just growing organic for their own consumption in their garden, it's not covered by this regulation.
Okay, that is good to know because of organic growers in the homelands, you know, home garden.
The farmer's market kind
of. Would want to know about that. But one question that I get, I'm a retired extension professor, horticulture professor, and a lot of people think that growing organically does not mean the absence of pesticides or chemicals. And could you kind of, you know, explain a little bit that, you know, some of these products are used in organic operations?
I'd be happy to. That's a really common misconception. And it's not that there aren't chemicals or pesticides in organic production. It is about the types of pesticides and chemicals that can be used in organic production, primarily non-synthetic materials, so materials of natural origin. And with pesticides, the types of things that can be used are chemicals that don't have long-standing effects, so they break down quickly in the environment. They don't have harmful effects in the ecosystem, and also don't have harmful effects on humans. So there are things that would be targeted to specific types of pests that would break down quickly. And it doesn't really matter whether they're natural. Most of them are natural, non-synthetic. But there's also things that are non-synthetic that aren't allowed, like nicotine, because it does have harmful effects in the environment. So there's a really careful process that the National Organic Standards Board uses to review materials before they can be allowed in organic production if they're synthetic.
That's a great explanation. I appreciate that. Now, Ram, sorry about that. Does this new ruling affect the OMRI certification in any way?
No, not at all. Not at all. This actually further strengthens the requirement of the product to be registered as organic in the United States. This does not affect OMRI certification. OMRI certification is not a requirement under the regulation, but it really helps those input manufacturers that states that this product is compliant to the USDA organic regulation.
So, Ram, what does OMRI stand for, O-M-R-I? What does it stand for?
Organic Material Review Institute. It was a not-for-profit in Oregon, based in Oregon, but they have staff all over the world. Their primary job is to evaluate materials that's being sold as an input, not just to the organic growers, but also if you go to Home Depot and Lowe's, you see product that says OMRI certified. And also it helps for the organic gardeners because these products are compliant with the USDA organic regulation.
What I like is that they have a great website and that you can go on and check a product to see if it's OMRI rated or certified. And what do you have that website, Ram?
Yeah, it's www.omri.org.
Omri.org. That's really easy.
Pretty easy.
So anybody who wants to find an Organic Material Institute listed product can go on to omri.org and find it. And so that's wonderful. So now, when does this rule take effect?
The rule goes into effect March 20th, 2023. That is a one-year window. And during this process, anybody who is selling $5,000 and above and they are involved in their supply chain must be bring into compliance by March 19th, 2024. So from March 20th, 2023 to March 19th, 2024, there is a one-year time frame the USDA has given for people and the certifiers and the people involved in the supply chain who are covered under the scope needs to be brought into compliance.
So Ron, tell me, how often are these growers visited or checked upon? How do we know that they're complying?
We visit the farm. So this is a process-based certification. So typically a farmer or grower, let me say an organic system plan, what we call as application, and the application is carefully pre-reviewed by really the experts in the field who have enough qualification. And once the qualification is done, then the inspection happens. And then once the inspection is done, the final review or the final evaluation is done, and then the certificate is issued. Once the certificate is issued, there is two kinds of inspection you need to do. It's an ongoing compliance. One is what we call as regular inspection, and another one is we call as unannounced inspection. The unannounced inspection typically happens based on risk category, number of non-conformities they receive during a regular inspection. So the unannounced inspection are truly unannounced, meaning we just show up and start doing the audit. And it's not just, there are three kinds of, and the inspection focuses on three things: their production practices, probably taking samples, and also record keeping requirements, both physically and so we also look for organic commingling and contamination, both physically and record keeping. It's a very elaborate and thorough process conducted by very, very good inspectors who have been trained to do these kind of jobs.
So is there a cost to the growers to have these inspections done?
Organic certification is a process certification. It depends on what I would like to say is there are cost share programs available.
Okay.
There is a federal cost share program available, and we have been encouraging our growers to call during the farm bill to make this cost share more. In other words, right now they have $500 per certification. The cost share reimbursement is $500. So if, say, for example, your cost of certification is $750, you can get it reimbursed from the federal government up to $500. What we are pushing for is to have more of this money, maybe $1,000, $1,500, so that the more people can participate in this program. And say some of the organic growers who are listening who may want to get certified can take advantage of this cost share money available.
That's wonderful. So now where can growers and extension agents and gardeners listening go to find out more information about this new update?
Well, the first place I would send them to is the website for Quality Certification Services, which is the certification body of the Florida Organic Growers and Consumers Association. And our website is www.qcsinfo.org. There's some other great resources that are put out there by the Organic Trade Association. And also the USDA has an Organic Integrity Learning Center that has some really in-depth information about organic certification as a whole and about the strengthening organic enforcement rule as well.
Thank you so much, Beth. Thank you so much, Ron, for coming on today and explaining this new update. I know you have more news to help organic growers, so I would love for you and Beth to come back on and talk about the USDA's Organic and Transition Initiative as well in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's nice to talk to and send some clarification and give some clarification and talk about the whole organic world and the strengthening of organic enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you so much, Beth. I appreciate it. We're going to be back. I'll be posting links to the USDA's updated organic enforcement final rule on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page after the show. Up next, Gary and I are going to tackle your gardening questions and texts. You can call Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's take a break right now. I'm Teresa Watkins.
And I'm Gary Bachman.
From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now.
now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hey, listen. Are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Now it's your turn. If you have a gardening question, you can call us. Dr. Gary Bachman is in the studios today
Good morning.
Lizzie and I. And you can call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Let's go to Phil in Apopka. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Teresa?
We're doing great. How can we help you?
Yeah, I need to talk to you about my fruit trees here. I'm having some problems with them. What is a trace mineral?
Gary?
Oh, a trace mineral would be nutrients like iron, manganese, zinc, copper, those type. They're actually called micronutrients.
Micronutrients,
too.
And the fruit trees, the plants don't need as much of them as they do the macro.
Right, and that's why they're called micros, because they need just a little bit.
Every fertilizer that's made should it be labeled on there? I mean, some fertilizers might not have trace minerals in them, right?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of the times, if a fertilizer has the trace or the micros added, it'll be listed on there. Most of our fertilizers that we buy, the trace nutrients are contaminants that are there as part of the process. So they're most of our fertilizers do have these micros or the trace, but they're not analyzed for the quantity.
Right, because there's so little of it in there that they don't need to be labeled.
Right, right.
Can you give me a good fertilizer? Okay, I got pear trees, I got peach trees, I got plum trees. I need to know what kind of fertilizer to use.
To tell you the truth, I would use, if you're going to use a synthetic, I would just use a ag grade granular. And based off the soil testing, the nutrient status that you have currently. I'm not a big proponent of just willy-nilly adding nutrients, because that's what we're supposed to do.
Exactly, and fertilizing. So, Phil, have you had a soil test done for your trees?
Just on my garden, not where my trees are. No, I have not.
Okay, so a soil analysis would be very important, and you can just go right to the extension office and submit a soil sample and send it off, and the University of Florida will then send back a report telling you what actual minerals and nutrients you have in your soil, and tell you what to fertilize. So they're going to ask you, what do you want to do in this area that you're submitting the soil for? And you're going to say growing fruit trees, and they're going to send back a list of fertilizer, you know, ingredients and nutrients that you're gonna want to use.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for all that information.
You're welcome,
Phil.
Thank you so much. Call us back and let us know what your soil has in it. I would love to hear that. And so Gary, it's important. You know, we talk about feeding our plants. Mm-hmm. We talk about, you know, making sure they're nice and healthy by fertilizing them. And usually when we hear the questions, my fruit tree is not producing and we're not getting any fruit, we usually ask, have you fertilized?
That's usually kind of the first question, because fruit trees, to produce that fruit, they need their heavy feeders for that fruit production. And a lot of times our fruit trees will go into decline. They'll stop producing because really they're hungry.
And so, you know, it's, again, don't just willy-nilly put down fertilizer or fertilize on a regular basis. Do a soil, you know, analysis. Send it off. That's so important. That's going to save them money, too.
Absolutely. And for fruit trees, you know, I tell folks, you don't need to do it every year. Maybe every 2 to 3 years, just to make sure you're on the right path. And it just kind of does a little bit of course correction. That's my advice. I think that's the best way to go.
And also with new fruit trees that they put in and new plants generally, you know, for your landscape, they've been growing in good soil with good nutritional, mm-hmm. you know, service from the nurseries. You don't need to do that. It's once that's depleted, then, you know, you can start to see the signs that, you know, they're declining or need to have nutrition.
Right. Absolutely. But testing is, I think it's an imperative thing if you want to be successful.
That's it. And you have to know what your soil is. And Florida soils, you know, despite the reputation of you call this sand, you know, soil, it's sand. And we have a lot of minerals in our soil.
Absolutely.
And we have good drainage. I mean, I love digging in Florida soil. And we have our areas where we have, you know, the mucky or the really rich organic soils that we have in areas, especially where we have a lot of oak trees for, you know, 100 years mm-hmm. that have been, you know, supplying leaves and organic material to the soil. So Florida sand is really kind of good.
Yep.
Okay, so we have a question, Gary,
uh-huh.
from Dana Russell. And it says, good morning. Good morning. I am west of Tallahassee in North Florida. When is a good time to prune citrus after the damage from this past winter?
Well,
that's your area.
Yeah, let me take it because, Dana, you and I, we're almost neighbors, you know, kind of almost neighbors. I'm in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, right on the coast, and I grow a lot of citrus. And, you know, right now we've had some cold weather. I'm always, you know, telling folks, don't rush out and try and prune out any cold damage. But right now, I look at my trees, they're starting to push new growth, and it's giving me an opportunity to look at what branches were actually damaged. And so I would go ahead and start taking a look at your citrus and go ahead and start pruning out the branches that, yes, that they are dead. It's a good time to start thinning those out, and that'll be a process that you'll do, you know, all the way probably into May as we see more of this damage become, you know, obvious.
Obvious. And so on a regular basis throughout the year, when do you usually recommend to prune citrus if they're producing all year round, like lemons and limes?
Now, here's the thing. If you're producing all year round, it's almost turns into a, you know, like a year round process as you start seeing some of those branches on the interior start shoot those. We'll get those shoots to go straight up in the middle of the tree.
Yes.
Well, whenever those pop up, no matter what time of the year, you take those out. And I'm pruning my citrus trees all through the year as I see problems or I see things that need to be corrected.
There you go. Well, we have a lot of questions for you, Gary. I'm so glad you're here today. If you'd like to have a call and give us your gardening question, you can call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. And so we do have a lecture at Peterson's Nursery today, 9:30 on vegetable gardenings for the springtime. So you have a nice gardening day, Peterson Nursery. Thank you for letting us know. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins.
Oh, and I'm Gary Bachman.
If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Love must be one of the most overused words in the English language. One minute we say we love tacos, and in the next breath, we use the word to describe the deep affection between a husband and a wife. So what is love, really? Is love just love? While the world struggles to define love, the Bible is clear. In 1 John 3:16, it puts it like this. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. If we really want to understand love, the cross is where we see the greatest demonstration the world has ever known. Jesus, the perfect Son of God, died a sacrificial death for our sins so that we could be made right with God. He rose from the grave, providing eternal life for those who follow him. Have you ever personally experienced the amazing, life-changing love of God? I promise you that when you do, you'll know love like you've never known before. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
To subscribe to devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Florida law requires you to remain at the scene of a crash and to call for help. Leaving the scene is a felony offense that includes losing your license and possible jail time. After a crash, stay at the scene, call for assistance, and wait for first responders to arrive. drive. If you have information on a hit-and-run crash, report it by calling STAR-FHP or anonymously to Crime Stoppers at STAR-STAR-8477. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and Gary Bachman is with me today.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are answering your garden questions. But first, we have Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialist in DeLand. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good. Good morning, Teresa. I'm actually in Jacksonville this morning. I attended the Florida landscape show yesterday up here.
Wonderful. How was the show?
It was terrific. I never saw so many big, beautiful trees in one spot. They also had flowers and some veggies and herbs even, but mainly just the shrubbery and the color was outstanding. Gave me a lot of great ideas.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. I'm looking forward to those. Now, you have been busy this week, not only with the Jacksonville Landscape Show, but also bringing in more native and non-native trees. What do you have?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We brought in a lot of the traditional things that we've had, but we also brought in some new things, like chestnuts, some Dunstan chestnuts that do well in Central Florida. We brought in some tea olives, Osmanthus fragrans. The scent, the blooms are just outstanding, you know, just heavenly sweet scent. And we brought in some plums, some Scarlet Beauty plums, and some Fuyu persimmons. And some coreopsis, some more coreopsis, some more orchids, and some more herbs. We have actually grown 15 varieties of vegetables in gallon pots. They're looking very, very good right now. We have like a dozen types of herbs that we've grown that are looking terrific. And so we just have a great stock right now. I'd like to recommend that you come early this year and get the best selection before, you know, we get so busy here soon. It's going to be a really busy spring.
There you go. And so, Dana, you also, speaking of coreopsis, you are in charge and the founder of the Florida Wildflower Festival that's held in DeLand. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really excited about that because we're going to have 8 speakers, including a great talk from you on butterfly plants, you know, plants to flutter by, I believe.
It is.
And Tom McCubbin's going to be talking about growing bulbs. But 8 speakers in all, we're going to have like 60 vendors. And so it's going to be a great event. There's going to be events for children. So it's from 9 to 3, March the 25th. It's coming up soon, so plan that. You will be amazed. There are so many different plants of all types. It's an amazing event. And so I want to encourage you to come. And so I'm going to be talking about preserving olives, how to grow olives, produce olives. And I'll have a bunch to demonstrate how we actually put them up in the mason jars with 10% saline solution. We'll have a little demonstration to show you how to do that. And so it's very doable. We have 7 varieties of olive trees as well at the nursery, and all types of ornamental trees that you'll enjoy seeing at the nursery at our booth.
And so Dana, that's March 25th, and City of DeLand is just a quaint little wonderful city to go to. We have a lot of lovely shops, but it is the Wildflower Festival is growing bigger and bigger every year, and it's just a great opportunity to get really native plants for your landscape.
That's true. We're going to have some native plants there, and there should be quite a few native plants and flowers. It's a wonderful event, and if you haven't been, I would very, very much encourage you to come. We're going to have color there. We're going to have some salmon-colored fashion azaleas, some Formosa lavender azaleas, G.B. Gerbing whites, camellias, the Camellia japonica, and all types of fruit trees. We love fruit trees.
That's great. And Quality Green Specialists is the place where they can go and get them. And they should stop by and see you. They can do it now before, because really the demand for these plants is so much so that you're going to, I mean, you can run out very quickly. And by the beginning of spring, March, April, they're gone.
That's true. By the way, I would like to invite you to become a vendor if you would like to be a vendor. We still have a few spaces left. We're going to have about 60 vendors, but we still have some spaces available. Just go online to the Florida Wildflower, floridawildflowerfestival.com, and mainstreetdeland.org will come up, and there's the vendor application right there.
That's great. And then we would like to have more people get more vendors growing and more people buying native plants.
Absolutely. You know, we try to get more native plants all the time, and so we will have some there. And if you have some special native plant, like the fringe trees or the sumac, you know, the winged sumac, plants like that are special, that are hard to find, please register and be a vendor.
That would be great, because I know I'm looking for them all the time, and I still have to come by and see you, Dana. I've got to get over there.
I still have them.
I will be there shortly. All right. Thank you so much, Dana. Tell us where you're located in DeLand. Oh, did he already go? That's 331 West Michigan Street in DeLand. And you can go to his website, qualitygreenspecialist.com. Qualitygreenspecialist.com, and go by and see Dana. Thank you so much. Let's go to Georgine in Altamont. Good morning, Georgine. How can we help you?
I have a fire spike bush, and I would like to know when to cut it back and how far.
Okay, so it's interesting. Go ahead.
It's about 4 feet tall right now.
Okay. Fire spikes, you know, Gary, they bloom in the wintertime.
Right.
And so they're still really pretty, you know, doing very well right now. So when would you advise her to cut them?
Right now, my advice would be wait until we get later in the spring when their flowering cycles, you know, finished up. Enjoy it. But here's the thing. If you just cannot stand, they're just too big right now, then go ahead and prune them now. And they might push some new growth and push some flowers a little bit later in the spring for you.
That's true. And you know what I like about them is that you can cut them off and they do root very easily.
Right.
And so this is the time is that you need more fire spikes, or you want to put some in a different area, cut some off now and go ahead and plant them in another area.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine in Mississippi who will cut a stem off and just stick it in the ground and walk away from it, and they root that easily.
They're very easy. Okay, Georgine, does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's get to, we have just a few more minutes, and then we're going to go. You're going to want to stay tuned for the second hour. We have the garden goddess, Cynthia Bryan. She's going to be with us. She's got a new children's book out, and we're going to want to talk about that. Let's go to Ron in Cottondale, Florida. He says that using animal manure, does it make a difference, Gary, if it's cow, horse, goat, or chicken? He says has a lot of nitrate or is ammonia strong. Does it make a difference on what kind of manure you use?
In my opinion, It really doesn't, as long as the manure is well composted. We don't want to use the raw, the fresh material.
The stinky stuff.
The stinky stuff. Let it go through the composting cycle. There are reports as far as, horse manure having some of those, some of the herbicides that are used, that actually survive the digestion and survive the composting process. So if you're going to use horse, you want to kind of know where it's coming from and what the horses were fed. But my opinion, nope. As long as it's, as long as it's well composted.
Well aged.
Not fresh composted.
You're right. Well aged.
Well aged. And it's a wonderful amendment to use in the garden.
Okay. So what kind of ratio do you suggest for manures? Is there a different ratio for chicken manure versus horse manure or cow manure?
Yeah. You're talking the carbon nitrogen.
Yes.
You want to know something? I'm a simple horticulturist. I don't worry about that. I'm more concerned if it's well composted, then it's going to be fine. You're still going to have to soil test to look at nutrient status. I don't look at compost as a fertilizer. I look at it as building soil structure.
There you go.
And feeding is another operation that you do.
There you go. That's important. How do you feel about coffee grounds being put right on top of plants?
It's better than putting it in the trash. and a little quick side note, I was doing vermicomposting research with worms, and I was getting the grounds from Starbucks, and I was feeding worms the grounds, strictly the grounds from Starbucks. The worms loved it, made a great, composted material, but the grounds are organic. Put them in your compost pile or put them around the plants. It's not going to affect the soil pH, but it's going to add organic matter.
There you go. That's very smart. We have text messages from Mount Dora, Cocoa Beach, JAC. Thank you for writing in. And Jay from Melbourne, we're going to get to yours really right away. But if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. I do have a Buffalo Garden trip coming up. And if you'd like to know more about our Buffalo Garden Walk, Buffalo in Bloom, it's going to be in July, the last week of July, and it's going to be an amazing trip. We're going to go to the largest garden walk in the United States, have lots of fun. We are going to have Cynthia Bryan coming up next. Thank you very much to Dr. Ram and Beth Roeder from the USDA and QCS for the update. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins.
And I'm Gary Bachman.
If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.